Discover insights to boost your business or improve your quality of life right here on the Soar to Success podcast with your host, Pat Altvader.
Every month, I have the honor of interviewing for the Soar to Success podcast the featured expert on the cover of our magazine that month. And today, I am delighted to bring to you author, speaker, and business owner, Dr. Deetra Hickey. Welcome to the podcast, Deetra.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm excited for people to hear your story and what you're up to right now. So why don't you go ahead and tell our audience what you do and then kind of the why behind it.
Well, I started the wellness industry about 10 years ago following my education background because I always found myself gravitating to the psychology behind helping people and behavioral interventions and societal problems and wanting to just be, my why is wanting to be part of the solution for growth and change and improvement and enhancement within people and society overall. So yeah. I own a wellness center called Serenity Health and Wellness Center, and we opened about 10 years ago, and we have an array of services that focus on mental, emotional, and physical health. Along the way, people started asking me to speak at their organization, talk about wellness, talk about stress maintenance, things that I'm passionate about, which is definitely the mental health portion of wellness. And over the years, the feedback was so amazing, and people in the audience would book me to speak at their next engagement and then at holiday parties and then at trainings. So I became a professional motivational speaker, and we offer that as a corporate account through our wellness center.
So that sounds really exciting, and it feels like it kind of grew from the demand that people could see for your services, where they could see the impact that you could make by coming into their company. Is that right?
Absolutely. I'm a licensed counselor. So my first professional job, like I said, I was a teacher, and I found myself counseling a lot. So I went back to school and got a master's in counseling. And there was a lot of paperwork and logistics and things like that to go with a school counselor. And I thought, well, who gets sent to the principal's office? And it'd be the bad kids that needed counseled. So I went back and got a degree to be a principal so that I could hopefully counsel more. And it did evolve where I wanted to go into private practice. So then when I opened Serenity, I had a private practice counseling. And when I started being asked to speak, I realized I can help so many more people during that hour or 2 hours than, you know, a one-on-one session. And Serenity started with 5 employees. We have 40 now. The speaking started, you know, once or twice a year. Now I speak, you know, 2 or 3 times a month. And then I started writing books. So my books all revolve around the perspective and stress and work-life balance and everything that I've been passionate about for so many years. So you're right. It started very small, and it very gradually evolved, and now this is my professional life is speaking and writing while still maintaining and running my wellness center with really amazing management that helps me do that.
Yeah, wow. So tell me about how you have the experience to talk about perspective.
Well, I definitely have a story like you do and like most people do, and it really started from when I was very young and experiencing a great deal of adversity. When I was a child, my parents were shot in front of me during a home invasion, and my father was instantly paralyzed. He was shot 5 times. My mother was shot 3 times. She was actually okay. The bullets went in 2 in her arm and 1 in her upper chest area, and she was okay, but the stress manifested her previously diagnosed multiple sclerosis, And wow. It became progressive and much, much worse. And shortly after, she was also paralyzed.
Wow.
So I took care of two paralyzed parents from when I was about 11 years old. And then my mother became bedridden and very sick at about 39 years old. And she had a feeding tube and a catheter, and she was paralyzed from her neck down, and she eventually couldn't speak or move at all, and she passed away when she was 48. And at that time, I was 21. So I had a choice to make, and I was pretty bitter. I was a pretty bitter kid, so I'm not saying that I've always had a keen awareness of perspective by any means, but I knew I had a choice to make, and I could use that adversity as a crutch and go in one direction, or I could use it to strengthen me and really try to make an impactful and profound difference with other people that are struggling with resilience and need to find that glimmer of hope.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. And just when we think that we've got it licked and we understand how to deal with it, then we get hit with another thing, right? So
yes.
it's a wave. It's not just a one time I'm going to recover from this, but it's a constant wave.
And that is life overall. It's I'm still dealing with the traumatic events from my childhood, from seeing my mother slowly die, basically in a very slow fashion, which is very heartbreaking for anybody, but especially a child and a teenager.
Yeah.
And I still have the effects on that. So I try to talk to people about post-traumatic stress disorder and coping mechanisms. You know, I lost my mother twice. I lost her when I became her caregiver as a child, and then I lost her again when she passed away. And just the whole dynamic of that. And you can lose people in other ways, from divorce or mental health, you know, issues or moving away or whatever it might be. Loss is something that is just really needs dealt with. And then just adversity overall, the loss of our health with a diagnosis or the loss of a job or our home or our livelihood and ultimately the future that we thought we were going to have. And what does that look like? And understanding that we have control of our destiny, but we have to make that decision and put in very simple strategies in place in our thinking and in our lives to take control of our destiny and not just go with the wind and wherever it should take us.
Right. And speaking of that, so what is your vision for your life, your speaking and writing?
My vision is to really hone in on my speaking and speak to larger groups. Some people, they like the smaller, quaint groups, and I like small, large, everything in between. But ideally, I really look at it as the most people that I can help at once.
Mm-hmm.
The better. And I'm very fortunate. People ask me what my target market is. And I'm a marketing person. My doctorate is in leadership and business management. And I know that you're supposed to have a target market. But I'll tell you, when it comes to stress maintenance and work-life balance, my market is everybody. And so really, there isn't an organization that, to me, needs to focus on their stress and their mental health and their mental well-being and their work-life balance more than a different or another organization or venue or gender or age. I mean, I've spoken to seventh graders and, you know, they have, today's society, these kids have so much stress in their life more than ever before. And then, you know, there's women and single moms, and there's financial advisors and lawyers and doctors, social workers. I've spoken to so many different eclectic groups. So my vision is to just continue doing that and speak to as I would love to just continue speaking. And I don't have children. I'm okay with traveling. And so I would like to speak nationally and internationally if possible.
That sounds fantastic. So what are some of your favorite talks that people, you know, want you to come in and do?
The number one demand is stress maintenance and work-life balance. I think that employers have finally gotten, employers and business owners and leaders and management have gotten the memo that if their employees are taking care of themselves with overall wellness, stress maintenance and that life balance that we're talking about, they are going to produce better, their attendance is going to be better, they're going to have job satisfaction, or their job satisfaction will be greater. And I think, and I'm not saying that employers aren't doing it because they care about their people, but even for their own benefits as business leaders, by taking the time and the resources and investing in helping your people with their stress management and maintenance and work-life balance, that they are going to benefit directly from that. So that is what I speak about the most. And then communication in the workplace, what I love, what I am drawn to is anything as it relates to stress maintenance. And I do have to say I love women's groups as well. I love the idea of the superwoman syndrome. And there's in our society now, there are a lot of women's groups that have come together and they have conferences and they have weekly meetings even and keynote speaking and church groups where they have a separate women's ministry. And I've also spoken to those groups quite often on the same topic, but specifically with women and motherhood and everything that goes along with it and the differences on what the role of a woman is now versus maybe 60, 70 years ago.
Yes. Yes. So you have an event coming up this March specifically for women. Will you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. It's called a Women's Empowerment Night Out. And it is everything that I just described about the women's speaking events that I do, but I intentionally wanted it on a Friday night so that people understand it's not a conference, you know, with a lot of, I mean, my slides are never boring or dry. I try to make it, I try to bring humor in, and I couldn't present if I didn't have humor, but it being a Friday night out, we have live music and high energy, and we're going to be tying in fun, like a girls' night out for them to have fun and not just be there with the only intention to walk away with strategies to help them with their life balance and their stress, but also to give them this outlet to have a girls' night out with their friends or with their families or with their female coworkers. Now, we do have some men going too, which is awesome. They're taking their wives as a gift, or gentlemen that are in my life that, you know, are just very interested in seeing me speak, because oftentimes I don't speak to the public. I get hired by an organization, so there's not too many opportunities. So women's empowerment is not anti-men. Women's empowerment is just empowering women to be the best that they can be. But I, you know, love speaking with men as well, and they suffer from Superman syndrome just as much, and we just all put a lot of pressures on ourselves. So it's March 8th at the Valentine Theater in downtown Toledo from 7 to 9, and it's only $20. And I've had a couple people tell me I'm crazy. Why is it only $20, especially with the $100 gift bags that go with it for every single guest? But my answer is the same. I want to market this to everybody and not just the wealthy. I want to market it to everybody because we all need this and we all need those strategies. And I want to make it as affordable as possible so that anybody that feels they could use this talk will be able to go. Mm-hmm. And then the proceeds over and above our expenses will be donated to my nonprofit called Ruthie's Angels, which provides health and wellness services to individuals who can't afford it. And Ruthie was my mother's name.
Mm. So how do they get tickets? Where do they go?
They can go to my speaking website, which is DeetraHickey.com, or at Serenity's website, SerenityWellness1.com.
Okay, perfect. So I understand that you came out with a new book in 2018 and have several more planned for 2019. So tell us about your first book.
Yes, it's very exciting for us. My first book is called Fearless, Strength, Faith, and Positivity in the Eyes of Adversity. And actually, when I was almost finished with a different project, I had a close friend of mine who was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and her positive attitude and resilience and faith and just the way that she wants to leave her legacy was just very inspiring to me. So I put the other projects on hold, and I started that book to help encourage other people to maintain a positive attitude and perspective and resilience, regardless of the adversity, not necessarily even a diagnosis, but any life adversity, and implementing simple strategies to do that so that when they do get a really big life change or a huge bump in the road, they're better prepared to do so, and they can live life to the fullest regardless.
Wow, that's fantastic. And so you have others coming this year, 2019?
Yes. I was working on and almost finished with my book that really surrounds stress maintenance and what stress can do to our body physically, mentally, emotionally. And it's called Stress and the Power of Perspective. And the biggest advice that I can give people on their stress maintenance is just that, keeping life in perspective, training your mind on how to focus on how things could be worse versus always being self-sabotaging and, you know, focusing on how life could be better. So that book really ties into my speaking, because that is my foundation a lot, you know, dealing with stress in all facets of life. So that one I'm really excited about, making sure that I spread the word on that one when I help folks out with their stress maintenance.
Yeah. Wow, great. And so when can we expect that one out?
That one is finished, and I am honing in on the cover as we speak. So I'm hoping by February.
Fantastic. Great. Good. So I know that you are an overachiever, and you probably have more books in the works since this one is already written. So what can we expect from you?
Well, ultimately, when we're dealing with our stress and our perspective and being fearless and resilient, a lot of it boils down to relationships. So I really just wanted to take a holistic approach and tie everything together. And I have a project that was going to be part one and part two, and I've decided to separate it into two separate books. And the first one is basically we all have a story and how to build connections and strengthen your relationships. And so it's all about relationships with other people. And then the second part to that is a passion for happiness, and that's basically the relationship with yourself and finding peace and contentment in a chaotic world. So that's the next project to hone in on. And tie all four subjects that really, really relate to one another and build upon one another. I'm really excited to tie them into my speaking as well.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that is just absolutely amazing. I can't wait to see all those come to fruition.
I don't have kids, so I can focus on my work.
Great. Good. So tell us a little bit more about you personally. So what do you do for fun to de-stress?
Well, my de-stressing, and I like to call it when I talk to people, my me time. I play a lot of volleyball, probably more than I should, because my body doesn't necessarily cooperate as much as I want it to. But I play volleyball about four times a week. And that's how I met my husband. My husband and I have been together for 22 years, and we met playing volleyball. And we have a volleyball court in our backyard, and we like to travel, and we love our dogs, and I love serenity. I love to be a client at my own business, so I make sure that I definitely implement my me time.
That's great. So what organizations do you belong to, and, you know, how do you give back to the community?
I've been pretty active in our local chamber, the Mommy Chamber, and recently I did accept a board of directors position for the Mommy Chamber. I do a lot with my nonprofit. I'm a volunteer executive director, and I do a lot of events throughout the year helping, like I said, people that have a diagnosis or an ailment or vets or children who have a parent with a terminal illness or a death, to provide free counseling, free services, anything that we can do to help them with their wellness needs. And then just other local volunteer church groups, volunteer groups, networking groups, keeps me pretty busy.
That sounds like it. So Ruthie's Angels has a big fundraising event where you, is that where you get primarily all the funds that you need to support those services that you provide throughout the year?
Yes. We have two fundraising events throughout the year, and that is where we get our funding. We hope to eventually get some grant funding and in some other realms so that we can help more people, but we are a new charity at this point.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. I've been to some of your events, and they're always very well received. Lots of fun to go to.
Thank you.
So tell us how people can reach you.
They can reach me through my website. They can leave me a message. They can, which is dietrahickey.com. They can call me at 419-891-2181, or they can message me through LinkedIn or speakermatch.com.
Okay, excellent. So one of the things that I ask all of the people that I interview on this Sort of Success podcast is to talk about three traits that you think are really important for people to have if they're going to be successful. So what three traits would you say?
The first trait I would say would be resilience, especially with business. I think that we have people are given these unrealistic expectations and they're so hard on themselves. And I guess just understanding that failure is not the opposite of success, that it's part of success. And so having resilience to get to where you want to be is key. And secondly, I think people need to have compassion, like you have described their why. They have to be doing it for a reason bigger than themselves, a reason bigger than the money, and they have to have that passion because otherwise it just won't be sustainable. And
yes,
people can usually see through that, which doesn't help with business
right.
either.
Right.
And I'm going to throw a big shocker again, but work-life balance. Making sure that they're taking care of themselves in the process in order to be truly successful, because how do you define success? You know, your bank account really doesn't matter if you're not sleeping well, if you're not happy, if you don't have peace and contentment, if you don't have solid relationships, then I don't identify that as success.
Yeah, right. Excellent. Those are excellent. Thank you. And it's just been a delight having you on the Sort of Success podcast with me today. Is there anything else that you think our listeners need to know?
I think that we've covered a lot. I just want to basically end with telling people to honor themselves, love themselves, stop comparing yourselves with the rest of the world, and live each moment, every day, as if it were your last. As cliche as it sounds, love life, love yourself.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, Dietra.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Soar to Success podcast. For more insights into growing your business or improving your quality of life, visit SoarToSuccessMagazine.com and subscribe to the Soar to Success podcast on iTunes.